This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to three words that say so much. Think about a very recent presentation you gave. Whatever I discuss, please remember that I'm available to answer any of your questions as well as listen to your thoughts or comments. Your contact is always welcome, and it may be exactly what you need to get started. Let me explain what I mean by three words that say so much. As a corporate communication speech specialist, I frequently hear, "Dale, how can I hold my listeners' attention?" Or I usually hear, "Dale, what can be done to spice up a dry topic?" These comments come up often. Consider if this applies to you or to someone whom you know, professionally or personally. You're about to hear the tools you need to succeed. It's your choice how you opt to handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or maybe someone you know? If it does, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and then share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. In response to the second question I referred to earlier, there is no such thing as a dry topic, but there are dry speakers. With regard to the first question, the three words I'm about to share will address the issue of engagement. Whenever we have a presentation or give a speech, it's important to determine your intention. Think of this as your goal or objective, and that's your intention. How you state that goal or intention is vitally important. You want to be perceived as fierce, which is word number one. When I use the word fierce, I mean bold. Are you fierce? Too often a speaker sounds tentative, and for me that's kind of a telltale sign that the speaker is headed in the wrong direction. Think about ways you can come across as fierce. For instance, it may be in your word choice, perhaps your delivery, or even your nonverbal language. It may be a combination of each of these elements. One idea I have for you is you may want to start by writing the word fierce and either finding images that are aligned with this word, or you may prefer to write down various words that signify this term to you. That brings us to word number two, which is actionable. By now, your listeners or your audience view you as fierce. They have a reason to listen to you, and that's a good idea. Your mission is to tell your audience what steps to take. If your message is too vague or too general, that may create confusion or potentially lack of activity. Your job is to provide people with how to get the job accomplished. Of course, you can't guarantee anyone will act on what you tell them. However, the odds are in your favor if your message is actionable. Since I promised you three words, the last word is memorable. When you're fierce and your message is actionable, you're definitely going to be memorable. You want to be memorable throughout your presentation. However, it's most important to be memorable as you close. After all, these are your final words. Therefore, always strive to end with a bang. Try and be pithy. Infuse the right amount of energy in your closing so your listeners feel inspired. They will remember your message and they will remember you. Ideally, they will tell others what they heard you say, and that's being memorable. To recap, the three words that say so much are fierce, actionable, and memorable. It's a pretty tall order, but it's also an excellent place to start. My suggestion is to listen to this podcast more than once. Then, as a next step, Review your presentation notes in small segments, or what I refer to as chunks. As you review and practice these elements, evaluate whether or not you meet the criteria for being fierce, actionable, and memorable. It will help to record yourself as well as to get trusted feedback. Once you do that, revisit your presentation and see what modifications are warranted. For some of you, this may be new information to digest and to process. If you'd like further help with any of the pointers in this podcast, I'm available to you and to your staff, either by phone, electronically, or virtually. I'm always interested in being your business communication resource, and with the right speaking coach, you can seek professional guidance and proceed safely. By the way, not only will you be an asset to those with whom you work, but you'll also be adding to your own communication skills, and that's what I consider a sound investment. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.